Joined by Lee and Faye from Steps. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hi. Really good, thank you. How are you?
We are very well.
Not so bad, not so bad. Now, this is over the internet on Zoom, so anything could happen and any noises could happen, just so people know what's going on here. right, so where are you guys at the moment? Are you, I take it you're on tour somewhere? Are you somewhere on site or something? What's going on?
We are currently, we've just arrived, in fact, in lovely Manchester. We're here, yay!
Because you're there this weekend, aren't you? Yes.
We are. Yeah. We've got lots of things going on to try and fill up some time. But yeah, we are going to be performing at the arena on, is it Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th?
Yep. Oh, 11th and 12th, Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. Okay, good. I'm glad we know that.
Thursday, Friday, 11th and 12th.
Faye, I want to come to you first of all, because I want to, this is going to be very embarrassing for me, but back in 1997, which is when you guys had your first hit, which was 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
I was 17. I was 17. Right.
All right. Make us feel old. Do I know you?
And I am now. And I am now 41. The dance routine, you know, did that come from the line dance craze? Did you release that for that kind of craze? Or did that all just kind of go hand in hand by accident at the same time?
No, that's exactly why we are together as a band. When the line dancing fitness craze was around, there were two writers of 5, 6, 7, 8, and they wanted to put a boy-girl group together to front this song and to try and make it big in the charts. And, yeah, that's where we came along. We auditioned for it. We didn't know each other before. And who knew, nearly 25 years later, that we'd still be out there doing it and performing 5, 6, 7, 8 in arenas. I mean, it's a pretty crazy story, really.
Lee, let's come to you. But the dance routines, do you folks in the band in Steps do those, choreograph those yourself, or do you have a team that do it for you?
I think back in the early days, we were kind of told what to do with the choreography. It kind of was what it was, especially with 5, 6, 7, 8, because it was specific line dance moves. But as the years have gone on, we kind of know what each other can and can't do and what the audience would like to do once we've seen the choreography. So we kind of, we have choreographers, they come up with the initial concept, but then we kind of tweak it between ourselves and the end product.
We go, no, we don't want to do that bit. No, let's do something else.
Yeah, it's a bit of a collaboration, but also I think we know what works for the audience as well, because we always like the audience to join in. So the choruses especially can't be too overcomplicated.
Yeah, well, and also it's like we need to make sure that everybody can do it when they're singing, you know, wherever they may be, even if it's, we call it chairography, if you're sitting down, you know, especially when we came back to Manchester to do our first live gig and no one was allowed to stand up and dance. Everyone was still doing the moves in the air. It was absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, we definitely tailor it.
Well, Faye, don't laugh at me for this, but Lee, I don't know whether you're able to relate to this or not, but back in the day, in the late 90s, early noughties, I was late teens, early 20s, and I'd learnt the steps of, what was that song again you did? Lasting on My Mind.
Yeah.
And I learnt the steps of that because there's a girl I knew that knew all the dance routines to that song and that kind of era of your career. And I learnt it just to go and dance with her.
Just trying to impress the ladies.
Oh my god! Yeah. And were you successful?
No, she didn't. She didn't go out with me in the end.
I don't know what to say about that, really.
Oh well, never mind. Let's move on. Anyway, listen.
Too many comments on your choreography for that one.
I think I slipped in a moonwalk there from the 1980s, but I'll leave that one alone anyway. So the new single, Slightest Touch. Oh my days! That is amazing. That is just...
Do you like it?
Oh, do I like it? I love it. I absolutely... See, back in the 80s, I was brought up on, you know, Michael Jackson, the Jacksons, and all that kind of soul stuff, and Five Star. And then, obviously, into the 90s, you come along, and now you go and do that, and it's like, oh, brilliant.
Well, I think for us, you know, we were brought up on Michael Jackson and all those sort of people. And then obviously Five Star. We're huge fans of Five Star. Some of us more than others, but I think, you know, it's been amazing because we've been talking about doing different covers for a long time, because it's always we're always asked to do different covers now and again for different projects. H and I and Claire have always said, come on, we need to do a five-star one. And the opportunity arose with this last album. And so then we had to nail it down to which song we were going to cover, because there are so many amazing ones. We quite fancied doing Rain or Shine as well, but we wanted to have something really up-tempo and dancey. So, so it ended up being sort of a management decision, really, to try and persuade us to do that one. So we agreed anyway, and we absolutely love it. And if you've seen online our little backstage YouTube video when we were dancing around, that just shows us exactly what that song means to us. You know, we just feel like kids, and it's great to sort of jump around, and yeah, it's just brilliant fun.
And that was backstage at Manchester as well.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
So Slightest Touch, incredible cover version. I love the fact that partway through it, it goes quite trancy, and I love that. That's just a little stab in there, and I'm like, yes, I love
that.
Isn't
that a bit retro at the same time?
Yeah. Have you spoke to Denise Pearson, any of you guys, and what does she think of it all?
Has H spoke to her? Hasn't he got a connection with her or something?
Yeah, well, we speak to them on like social media and what have you, but they were absolutely over the moon that we've done it. I mean, we'd spoken to them previously, but I think it's really exciting for them to have their song out there as well. And then people rediscover them even, and go back to all of their incredible songs and albums.
What's next for Steps?
Oh, well, go on, Lee. 25 years next year, believe it or not, which is very, very scary.
Oh, 25 years.
Yep. What are we calling it? Our Jubilee or something?
It's our Silver Jubilee, isn't it?
Silver Jubilee. So, I'm not sure what we're doing yet, but we would really, really love to put something together to celebrate 25 years. So that's probably our next big thing. Look out for that and see. Obviously, we've got the rest of the tour. The 18th of this month, we're in Liverpool as well. So I have to throw that in there because that's close by. If you haven't got tickets to Manchester, try and grab tickets to Liverpool. To be honest with you, I think after this, we'll all just be looking forward to a little calming time at home with families and things like that. And then looking forward to 25 years next year.
just touch you.